What is good, Giants Nation? Just wanted to make a quick pod. You know, I had to make a quick pod. I haven't been making podcasts recently as of late. There's a little trouble with me getting locked out of Twitter, and I don't know, Twitter is on something. As we like to say back here, on some shit. Regardless, I had to make a podcast because there's been a lot going on with free agency. Not really with the Giants end, which is unfortunate for a lot of fans. Is kind of expected for me as a realistic fan. But yeah, obviously there's the temptations of the Kenny Galladays. There was temptations of the Bud Duprees, the Carl Lawsons. I really wanted Carl Lawson. I said my ideal offseason for the Giants, like if we wanted to get very good in one offseason right away, like the Patriots just did yesterday. You'd even have to make all those signings the Patriots did yesterday. All you had to do, and I know it's not that easy, but this is just, you know, talk. But all you had to do was sign a guy like Curtis Samuel and then go out and sign a guy like Carl Lawson right after. And then you're already a really good team. Like, you're already a really good team. You solved your pass rushing problem. Because I don't care what anyone says. You have Leonard Williams, you have Carl Lawson, Lorenzo Carter, O'Shane Zimenez, Dexter Lawrence. Like, that's a good D line. Like, that's a really good D line. I don't care what anyone says. Yeah, yes, it's a big hole that Dalvin left, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But the real story is, it's just like, this could all have been so simple, right? This could all have been so simple. But Dave Gettleman's making it harder, overpaying backups as we know it. A guy like Devontae Booker, who I know what his game consists of. I watch a few Raiders games. I have a lot of friends that are huge Bronco fans, which is weird. I know, because I'm nowhere near Denver, but there's a lot of Bronco fans around my region. Devontae Booker is by no means, you know, Wayne Gallman. Like, he's like, Wayne Gallman is three times better than Devontae Booker. But obviously, if we signed Devontae Booker to that deal, that means Wayne Gallman was asking for way too much, or just a little much more. And he probably just wanted a potential starting gig. That's what I felt about Gallman this whole time, especially after this whole season he just had. I was like, oh, he's going to want a starting gig. To be honest, I haven't scouted every team for their running back vacancy, so I wouldn't know who's the front runners to get Wayne. But initially I thought coming in, I was like, I don't think Wayne's going to get the contract he wants if he starts sitting out. Like, this is not the year for it. You know what I mean? This whole COVID year, the restricted salary cap. Like, I didn't think this would be the year to do that, but he's doing it regardless. So, you know, props up to him because he got balls. He'll probably end up getting his money at some point. I don't know where he would start at, but he definitely could be a starting running back. There's no knocking Wayne Gallman around here. I was a big Wayne train guy during the season. I'm not going to switch up now. I'll still root for him wherever he goes, except if he becomes an Eagle or a Cowboy. And maybe even a Redskin for that matter. I'm sorry, Washington, football teamer for that matter, because their fans are really starting to get annoying, especially after this season. I really had no harmful thoughts towards Redskin fans or anything like that. I didn't even think about them twice. But after this season, they like came out of nowhere and just started acting very cocky. And I kind of took that the wrong way, because even, you know, the Giants fans, I mean, they're pretty realistic. But, you know, yes, there are some cocky ones. But for the most part, Giant fans are pretty realistic. They're not going to come over here and, you know, start saying, oh, we're the best team in the division. Like, no, you know, we're waiting for the season and we're going to show you what happens. Right. And I think that's what's going to come up this next season. I personally believe, like I said, if we want to be a playoff team, it all depends on this offseason. It all depends on this free agency period. It all depends on this draft period. It just all depends on this offseason, because we can't take a step backwards and we cannot stay the same, because that'll just result into another 5-6 win season. And we can't have that. We need upgrades, and we need it now, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And then the thing about the defensive side of the ball, there's only literally two positions that are your, like, most vulnerable, and that's it. Once you fill those up, then your defense is pretty much set. Like, your defense is elite. I don't care what anyone says. The defense is elite if they get these two holes filled with the right players, and that would be a pass rusher and a cornerback too. If you want to add another backup slot cornerback, I'd be down to do that just because all we really have right now is Darnay Holmes. But for the most part, we need a cornerback too, and we need another pass rusher. I'll take all the pass rushers I can get. But for the most part, we need another pass rusher. I honestly believe I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry, guys. I am a huge Lorenzo Carter fan, and I know we haven't talked about him in a long time. Probably haven't heard that name since week two or week one of the 2020 football season. But I'm a big Lorenzo Carter fan. I honestly think he has huge potential. I believe this was going to be his year, not to like fully break out, but to show signs that he's about to really break out. I thought that was going to be this season, and then this upcoming season, he was going to really establish his dominance as being a true pass rushing threat. So now that's all regressed a little bit since there's been a year off for Lorenzo. But I still truly do think he could be a really, really important piece for the defensive side of the ball this upcoming year. Dalvin Tomlinson. Yes, we all love Dalv. We all know what happened. He joined the Minnesota Vikings. What defensive players do they not take from us? Man, Lyle Johnson, Ryan Conley. Now my boy Dalv. Am I missing someone? I probably am missing someone. But that just came off the top of my head. Just like, man, when I saw that last night, I put out a tweet because I finally got my Twitter back. Put out a tweet. I was like, sad day, but this was all expected from Giants fans. Like, we expected this to happen, but it was just like we did not want to like accept it whatsoever. Dalv was awesome. Guy who created absolute havoc in the middle, in the trenches. Was a great job. Did a great job getting his hands up and tipping pass balls. He just did a lot for this defense, man. He was a glue. He was a captain. Former Walter Payton nominee. So, you know, he's just a great guy all around, inside and outside of football. I'm going to love Dalv. I think Minnesota got a great one. I think he'll be just fine there. And he got a really good deal, really good deal. But he was technically the best defensive tackle available. Like, he was the best run stopper available last night. So, actually, he might have been the best out of all free agency, run stuffing-wise. But, yeah, man, I'm going to miss Dalv for sure. That just means another guy has to step up. And that's what I'm hoping for, because if Gettleman drafts a defensive lineman with the 11th pick, I'm going to absolutely rip my head off. That cannot happen. That just cannot happen, because that – look, the draft – I'm going to tell you something about the draft. Draft, you want to pick from your draft board, and your draft board wants – like, you have to have who is the most valuable player. You don't go with position needs. Forget the position needs. Who is the most valuable player? Who is the best player – best prospect at the time when it is your time to pick? That is who you pick. There's no way on earth it's going to be a defensive lineman that's going to be the best player available at 11. There's just no way. If you told me that at maybe 20th, maybe 19th, 18th, yeah, maybe at 11th, there's no way a defensive lineman is good enough to be picked at 11th this year. There's no, and same with pass rusher as well, unless it's Micah Parsons. And he's not really, he's kind of like a hybrid pass rusher, stay in the box, you know, silence. He could do a lot. Micah Parsons is awesome. If we could get Micah Parsons, I'd be fine also. But I don't believe he'll be available at 11. Yeah, basically what I'm saying is, you know, we cannot pick up defensive linemen at 11. And I just feel like that's a big Gettleman move, because he loves his big guys, and we all know that's a huge stereotype for him. But I hope he just goes past his ways this time and just gets the guy we need at 11. The best player available. I don't care if it's Waddle, Pitts, Slade. I don't care. I just want the best player available, and I just know for a fact it's not a defensive lineman. But yeah, anyway, who else left the Giants? Let's see. Dalv left. I'm sorry, guys. I'm usually like on my phone and talking on the podcast at the same time, but I was so like just passionate about this speech that I haven't been on my phone. Let's see. Bud Dupree to the Titans. I mean, I could see that actually working very well. Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of moves from the Giants. I mean, Devontae Booker, to me, he's a fourth-string, third-string running back. Early on in his career, he did have a little burst. I did see a little burst from him. I actually thought he could be really solid, but, I mean, he's 28 now. Like what do you want from him? He's a running back. I feel like he could give you some good snaps, but there's no way Devontae Booker should be backing up Saquon Barkley. There's just no way. That's not a good mixture whatsoever. I don't know what Gettleman's thinking, but maybe this is not even – that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say maybe this is not even a signing to have for Saquon's backup. But we did spend $6 million on the guy. You know what I mean? Like, we did spend $6 million on the guy. So it's kind of concerning. I can't lie. But yeah, as of right now, I believe the Giants have not gotten better. If anything, they've gotten worse since Dalvin left, since Wayne's pretty much gone. But if anything, they're just the same. Like, at best, they are just the same, which is not good. What I told you, that will just lead to another 5-6 win team. We have to make moves, and I know it's early. I sound a little impatient, but there's not a lot of guys being left on the board. There's a lot of teams being very active this offseason, especially as of very, very early, Patriots being one example. Jets are starting to get a little involved with Corey Davis signing. Good for them. I love Corey Davis. He could be a bad bust, especially because the contract they gave him. But if he fills his role and does what he has to do and has a breakout year for the Jets, that contract is – that's a perfect contract. That's like a beautiful contract if he actually explodes. But if he's just average to a bust, that's a horrible contract. Anyway, there's not a lot to talk about. I'm probably going to make another free agency podcast pretty soon, especially when the Giants make another move, or if they don't make another move, we'll see. But nonetheless – thank you for talking to the G-Man Daily. And I'll be back next time, guys. Thank you for everything. And stay tuned. Remember, my Twitter is G-Man Daily. That is pretty much the only social I have. I don't really be on Instagram or, you know, why would I have a Snapchat for a Giants podcast? But I am on Twitter, so you could follow that. I'm pretty active, especially as of late. You guys are awesome. And go Big Blue.